All right, so the Three Amigos back in on a Monday, cloudy and 56, a very rainy week. We'll detail it in the forecast bottom of the hour. But Hillary already pointing out to us that her fashion is much more fall.
I know. I was really, like, I'm wearing pants that go all the way down to the top of my foot.
Do they have pockets?
They do, nice. Thankfully. My feet are encased in socks and closed-toed shoes, and I'm wearing a long-sleeve shirt. It was so chilly yesterday that I kind of thought, well, today I'll have to get this stuff out. But now tomorrow it's going to be like, I don't know, some 80 degrees or something. We'll check the weather here in about 15 or 10 minutes.
Several days in the 80s for lacrosse.
Yeah, so the summer stuff isn't packed away yet, but the fall stuff is definitely coming out. So, yes.
Well, speaking of fall, Badger football on Saturday. Wow, did they steamroll Central Michigan 61-0. That was part of my Saturday, watching and listening to some of that. Caleb, did you catch any of it?
It was, yeah, because we had our first day of soccer. So none of my children have ever played an organized sport before, and so Lily's the eldest and the first one, and so she's doing Chippewa soccer, and we had fun, and we found out that we're not like yell at things, but we yell like encouragement and instructions.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my 8-year-old like is running from the far side of the goal box where she's supposed to be stationed as a defender. It's like, what? Because we were yelling instructions, and she was trying to follow the instructions but couldn't hear us. So she comes over to see what – leaving the station
to see what mom
what
and
she's
dad
supposed
want.
To be doing. Yeah, so – and then we're sitting next to a mom who was honest enough. Like, her child was quite good, and she was just yelling constantly, yelling, you know, go get it, Hattie. Go, you know, take the ball away, Hattie, this, that. And then she puts her head in her hand. She was like, I never thought I would be that mom. She's like, I never thought I would be the one yelling throughout the entire game.
Right,
but
right.
She got into it. She's like,
funny.
I'm sorry. I didn't think I would yell this much.
Oh, funny.
It was good camaraderie. We enjoyed it.
Cute. Well, we had a fun time this weekend. My daughter... Okay, you know my husband's like this movie guy, right? And he likes like art films. We do like bad sci-fi because
Indeed.
We like to make fun of it. But usually he's like a pretty deep thinking movie guy. Well, he went to the library with my oldest daughter and she decided, oh no, Dad, we're going to change this up. Because, okay, no hate mail, please. I just can't stand like the Hallmark movies. I just can't do it. I can't do it, you
Lindsay
guys.
Lindsay was so excited that there's 40 Christmas ones coming this year.
And my girls are definitely the same way. They're just like, we can't do it. It's too, But she got a Hallmark movie. And we played cheesy Hallmark bingo to it.
Nice.
So we all had, she printed off bingo cards. We all had bingo cards. And we had to like, you know... fill these out with
every
like all the predictable stuff.
Huh. Yeah, it's always like, the city girl going to the country town, and there's the handsome gentleman that she doesn't get along with at first. He wears a sweater. He's kind of folksy.
Right, exactly.
But he's got
a heart
of gold.
You know, there's always a sad backstory, a dead parent, whatever. There's always like a dog or some kind of an animal. There's always some kind of a rescue. There's always like awkward flirting or awkward closeness.
Netflix is getting into this.
Yes.
There's a new one on Netflix called Falling In, like a country inn, Falling In Love.
Nice.
It was just a delight.
So we played cheesy movie bingo, and it was like the highlight of my husband, I think, was pained, but we had so much fun mocking the movie. It was so fun.
Well, and
all right, top that, Mark.
My daughters got baptized. Two of my daughters got baptized yesterday.
Mark wins. That's awesome.
Grace is 16, Elena's 14, and they both did. It's kind of interesting, though, in showing where, because of the potential rain and the colder water, our pastor had started to warm his hot tub on Saturday outdoor, and so made that option available. And I said, you better check with Grace, because I think she wanted to go into the actual, like a river or something. And so, Lake Wissota was the place, so she had her baptism, then the other ones were done in the hot tub.
Come on, the old hymn doesn't say, shall we gather at the hot tub?
Right, no, exactly.
We've had baptismal services and pools, all sorts of things when it's cold.
The good flexibility of that. And I got to say, I went to the Y to try to work out on Saturday. I was just so tired. I had to come back yesterday. But I tell you, once you can clear that, I think I only made 5 minutes on the pre-core on Saturday, but 20 minutes yesterday.
Wow.
And all the Nautilus machines that were on my sheet, so that was good.
Good for you.
And you feel better. Once you can get that started, then you go, keep this going.
I walked 3 days last week.
Well, speaking of hometown pride, I saw this story over the weekend. I think, Hillary, you mentioned you saw it as well, too. So this is from a city in Florida. Now, the University of Florida and the University of Tennessee are huge rivals. It's football season, right? And so this elementary school, they had a College Colors Day.
Mm-hmm. Wear your colors for your favorite college team.
And a little boy who was living in Florida but a big University of Tennessee fan had told his teacher, I don't have any University of Tennessee gear, but I would really like to support the school that he loves, the University of Tennessee. So he and his teacher had discussed he could wear an orange shirt because that's the colors of the University of Tennessee.
Have to be official. Just wear the color.
So on College Colors Day, he shows up wearing this orange shirt and University of Tennessee, UT. He had taken a piece of paper and written UT, his own version of their logo, written on paper and paper clipped it or pinned it to his orange shirt.
I love his inventiveness. That's awesome.
But what happened?
The problem was, as happens all too often, folks who didn't even participate, who had nothing to do with him or even College Colors Day, some unfortunately little girls at his lunch table, started making fun of this little boy for his homemade University of Tennessee shirt. And his mother and the teacher, and thank goodness the teacher was involved and attentive afterward and seeing this, said he was crushed. He was absolutely devastated because he was so excited to wear his homemade University of Tennessee shirt. Well, the story doesn't stop there because, again, this wonderful teacher said, you know what, we're not going to just let the story end here and let this end. So she reached out on social media and said, what can we do about this? And told the story of this poor little boy who had been bullied and made fun of for something that he thought was so great. And so the University of Tennessee got word of it. She was like, does anyone have connections with the University of Tennessee? The actual University of Tennessee got word of it. They did two things. For one thing, they sent a pack of University of Tennessee swag to his entire classroom.
Nice. Wow. Yes. Not just to him.
And so he was so excited, his teacher said, putting on the hats. They surprised him with it. Not only that, the University of Tennessee said, hey, that UT logo that you made and put on paper, we're going to actually put that
on a t-shirt.
And we're going to sell it in our school's, you know, online university bookstore. Their website crashed because the interwebs got a hold of it, and the demand for this boy's shirt was so high.
Wow.
I saw the tweet from the University of Tennessee. They're like, we expect as soon as our server reboots, we'll be able to meet demand.
Man.
To make matters even more amazing, you can still order these shirts, and it says here, a portion of the proceeds from every shirt sold will go to Stomp Out Bullying.
That's awesome.
I want to wear one.
Honestly, I don't know much about the University of Tennessee, but I would wear one of these in support of this young man, too. And how cool for him to say, it's an actual shirt.
Yes.
Like, that's
you know, I'm going to tie
great.
This in because Catching Faith, the movie 4 years ago, shot here in the Chippewa Valley, Catching Faith 2, out on DVD for a week now. One of the actresses and producer was on Fox and Friends this morning before 6.
Really?
Sharing her story. And in fact, the next movie that this team, including Andrea Polnasek from Chippewa Falls, is a part of, they've already shot it. It's called Switched. It's about bullying, and it's about the bully and the person being bullying switching spots. Mm. And so very powerful, and that one's already going to be coming out. But it's amazing what God is doing with these faith-based movies
these days.
And that story, I love it. I saw the shirt. I saw you have that on Facebook, Caleb, as well. I saw this yesterday, Hillary, and I know you're a sci-fi fan.
Love it.
Star Trek, Star Wars. I guess typically I hear you talk about Star Wars more.
Yeah, that's because Caleb's
a Star Wars fan.
But I do love Trekkie.
So yesterday was Star Trek Day.
It was indeed.
You knew that already.
I did.
Yeah.
Because actually a couple of years ago we celebrated Star Trek Day by watching it like the first original episode outside on a patio had it projected. Yeah, we celebrate Star Trek Day.
Thank you, Gene Roddenberry.
Yes, he was quite the character. I actually just watched a documentary on Gene Roddenberry.
Huh. So it had like a 3-year run, three seasons, 79 episodes.
Mm-hmm. We own them all.
Okay. But then it was several years later that it became one of the more popular shows in syndication.
Yeah, it wasn't until after it was off the air that it became popular in syndication. And it was almost canceled, I think, after its first year. But a group of fans really, really rallied and did a whole letter writing campaign to get them to bring it back. So they brought it back for the second and third season.
Hmm.
Yeah, love Star Trek. Yeah. Love Star Trek.
Very good. So, well, I haven't had that conversation with
you. Oh, yes. So I and really enjoy like Next Generation. My favorite, though, is Star Trek Voyager because I love me some Captain Janeway. She is a powerful woman. So.
And you similarly, are you just as enthusiastic as her about it?
Not about Star Trek, no. I honestly need to catch up because my only Star Trek knowledge is like the original.
Okay.
Original.
Yeah, yeah.
We own multiple of that. I mean, of the series on DVD.
I just
DVD.
Love that
the
William Shatner library. Represents everyone with a dad bod who thinks they're still a hero. Because you are a hero. In the eyes of your children, you are.
Welcome to my neighborhood.
It just makes me happy.
How can you not be having a better Monday after hearing this?
I love it. Love it.
So excited. So why are we playing this? Not only because it's Monday and it's great to feel good on a Monday and to think about the iconic man that is Mr. Rogers, but the film that's coming up starring Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, begins with that same, of course, opening scene. And if you've watched Mr. Rogers for any length of time, you probably know what he does, right? So Fred Rogers comes in on that PBS program, enters the room. What does he do next? He walks down some stairs. Then he opens a closet door, hangs up his jacket, pulls out his sweater, closes the door, puts on his sweater, zips it up, sits in a chair, takes off a loafer, puts on one of his boat shoes, takes off a second loafer and puts on a second boat shoe, all while singing and smiling. And then, of course, there's that little toss from one hand to the other with the shoe. I always thought that was so cool, and I did that with my shoes when I was a kid, too. Mr. Rogers was the bomb. So Tom Hanks, of course, has to execute that iconic sequence.
That
and you
everybody
can't mess it up.
Knows, yes.
I mean, I think that's one of the difficulties. And again, Tom Hanks was such a wonderful casting choice, Mark, for Mr. Rogers, too, because he's so unbelievably talented to take on the persona of an icon like Mr. Rogers.
Right.
I'm old enough to remember Tom Hanks arriving on the scene in Bosom Buddies, an ABC sitcom. Later making his way, I mean, to
Splash
serious,
is the
to
first
comedy,
thing that I remember
to,
seeing
but,
him
yeah,
in.
TV first. Yeah. Sure.
I mean, what is the most iconic Tom Hanks role? Will this surpass it? Because, of course, you have Castaway.
Hard to beat Forrest Gump.
You know,
Big.
And Woody from Toy Story is the
Woody
voice
from
as
Toy
well,
Story.
Too. So.
Yeah.
Will this surpass
that? He played
that?
Walt Disney in Saving Mr. Banks.
Yes.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Will this be the new iconic Tom Hanks role? How many takes did it take him to get that opening sequence correct? Now, I've already told you guys.
He's such a talented guy. I just wish he could get his big break soon.
Right.
At some point. Maybe this film will
be
it.
It'd be nice if someone would give him a chance.
It took him 22 tries.
That's not bad.
Honestly, I don't think that's bad at all for that industry to take 22 times to do it. But eventually he nailed it. The film comes out third week of November, right before Thanksgiving.
It debuted at a Toronto International Film Festival on Saturday. And in fact, to rave reviews. And in fact, the headline is saying that it brought the audience to tears more than a biopic. So again, our excitement being shared
when
by
Mark
those.
When Mark posted this trailer for the first time, I was brought to tears just watching the trailer. So
here's a song I think Mr. Rogers would approve of. Andrew Peterson, be kind to yourself.
Yes.
I think that's a message that Mr. Rogers was sharing.
I have trouble leaving the show.
I know.
But I've got to say,
we love you.
Your daughter, I think that's the best cupcake. And you've made some good cupcakes.
I don't know that the listeners knew we had cupcakes.
I know. We didn't give it a lot of talk. But
there were only
please
so many.
Describe them.
Okay.
I mean, because I did eat the whole thing. Hillary was going to split with me. I had a half, and then I split the other half, and I'm like, oh, well, there's just a little piece.
Okay,
left.
So my oldest daughter, Alyssa, she was in a baking mood yesterday, and so she found this recipe. We made these chocolate cupcakes with, they have a small Reese's peanut butter cup inside the cupcake.
And
it's
on top.
Baked with that. And then this homemade peanut butter frosting with another Reese's peanut butter cup, like halved on top. So it's chocolate and peanut butter deliciousness. I'm so glad you like it. So yeah, Mark
Caleb
was like,
loves
I'll
Reese's.
Split
I mean, I'm just, you. I'm just, I don't know. I know I'm going to be like the enemy here, but Caleb, I'm appealing to you.
Yeah,
at least if you have half, bring the other half home to Lindsay.
I only brought four, so I think at this point there's only one or two left.
Everyone
two
else left. In the office eat them because if temptation is removed, then I don't have to.
Yeah, all right. It's all good.
I had
really
a concrete mixer over the weekend.
I will
so that
absolutely
was
thank
sugar,
her. She'll be so happy that you enjoyed them.
Be careful
so
if you're driving.
Peaceful. So peaceful.
This is the extra relaxing version, and it goes on for 12 hours, which is
that's
about what some of
perfect.
You parents might say. Yeah, I could use about 12 hours straight.
Just a day to rest it all away. Well, I love naps. It is no secret that I am a nap taker, and I've been okay with that, but there is that social stigma that comes with being a napper.
I don't know why. Our friends south of the border, the siesta is part of everyday
life. It's a
way
of their culture, yes.
And it should be here as well, because honestly, after lunchtime is nap time.
Right.
It is, and it always should be.
And this is interesting because a new study is out that says 1 in 3 adults nap regularly, or nap in a typical day. 1 in 3 adults nap in a typical day.
I'm definitely part of that. Absolutely,
I'm pulling my weight. Some sleep experts are even saying that naps should have the same status as exercise.
We were talking about this off the air.
Yes.
High-performance athletes, too. Again, your NFL, NBA stars, nutrition, regular exercise, and napping.
Napping.
Absolutely. It's prescribed as part of their regimen to get in the best shape that they possibly can
be. Sleep experts are saying that naps make us feel stronger, happier, and able to perform better.
Absolutely.
I agree. I'm Hillary Roth, and I support this message.
Take a nap today. It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.